Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Taijuan Walker, when you go back to last year with the Mets, with Scherzer and DeGrom being down, who held down the fort? Walker did and Bassett did, right? The kind of the second-tier guys. And when you look at Walker, 2021, he made 30 starts. 2022, he made 29 starts. This guy's a workhorse. And I just love the sign. He fits into that rotation with Wheeler, Nola, Suarez. I think it's a great sign for the Phillies.
Yeah, boy, it definitely was a great signing. And that is former Cincinnati great Sean Casey.
Exactly right.
That nobody cares about.
Well, Dombrowski traded for him, too. So.
There you go. Yeah, boy, okay. And if he was good enough for Dave Dombrowski, he's good enough for me, man.
There you go.
Exactly right.
There you go. But, man, yesterday, Dave Dombrowski, a little busy yesterday, Jack Fritz, Elliott Shore Park sitting in for Johnny Marks. Yeah, Phillies are also still busy. It is. Yes. Is this considered hot stove or we're in free agency? What is this considered?
Well, it's the meetings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the winter meetings. And I guess they're back. they're finally back. But the stove's hot, man. Everyone's signing.
Yeah, and we're not used to the stove being hot in early December, honestly.
Look at the times, Major League Baseball. Every other sport's made their offseason like interesting.
Right.
And look at them being like, hey, maybe we should also jump on that opportunity.
The Phillies go to the World Series one time and this is what happens.
Yeah.
Know? Everybody jumps on.
Somebody in San Francisco leaked that,
yes,
that Aaron Judge was about to sign with the Giants, and we got that corrected quickly.
Signs with the Yankees today.
As Brian Cashman said, hold on now. Yeah, we ain't made our final offer yet.
Well, I do wonder if the Yankees saw, they're like, all right, never mind, Aaron Judge. Just tell us whatever you want. Here's the blank check.
9 years, 360. Whew. Actually, I like the fact that he stayed in New York. I'm not a Yankee fan. But there's something about the Yankees being relevant that makes it good for baseball.
And him staying with the same team, right?
Yes.
That's where he's been his whole career.
Yes,
so.
It's where he got drafted, so I'm perfectly fine with that. But meanwhile, the Phillies are at it again, as Ken Rosenthal said. They closed in on the deal for the left-handed reliever, Matt Strom. How about that? So you get two pitchers, Jack. Taijuan Walker. Is it Taijuan?
Taijuan Walker and Matt Strom, yes.
Man, how about that? So, first of all, break down Walker for me. Another starter, but not maybe the level of starter that some of us were hoping for.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, frankly.
Okay.
I think he's good. You know, I think he's a low-end three, high-end four. But they're paying $72 million for a guy that you don't really want to start a playoff game.
What I was going to ask you. So he's
Want him to start
a playoff game. He's not going to be a guy that's going to start over Ranger or any of those guys. Like, it's like where you started Thor in one of the games last year. Like, sure, he's better than that, but
right.
Is that really a difference maker?
So he more is a guy to help you get through the season.
Right, and he's good, and he has upside. Like, he's only 30. He's come out of Tommy John the last couple of years, so he's trying to build that back. He's better than Eflin. He's better than Thor. He's better than those guys. But he's not like a guy that's like, okay, this is going to put them over the top. It's more like a get-through guy.
Now, do you think that Ranger could improve next year to be that guy? Like, do you think when they sign someone like him, it's because they think, well, all right, well, we have Wheeler. We think Ranger can improve. Obviously, they have the bullpen pieces. Like, do you think that's why they're not going for the top guy?
I think they believe in Ranger a lot. Like, I think they think of him as like a
legit three.
Yeah, like I think they think he's in that tier to where like they don't need. It's not like such a pertinent need. And the other guy is obviously Andrew Painter. Like he's gonna be a guy this time next year where it's like he's the future of the rotation. So
$18 million a year.
$18 million a year
for a fourth starter.
Yes.
Yeah, but you need guys like that to get you through the season.
You do.
You know, like if you don't want to be playing Wild Card Weekend again because you're starting Thor
So let me ask you this. Eflin got 17 a year, right?
Yeah, 3 years, 40.
So
it's closer money.
So I'm just wondering, yeah, is he an upgrade over Eflin?
He is an upgrade over Eflin.
Okay.
And he stays healthy.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like the last couple of years, he's pitched like 150 innings each around-ish.
Okay.
The last 2 years, so that matters. The one weird thing with him is that, like, the last 2 years, he was an all-star last year. He's a great first-half pitcher, and the second halves haven't been as strong.
Nice.
So
they got another Nola, basically.
That's, well, listen, Nola, hey, figured it out.
October Nola, man. He was good.
November Nola was in.
Until he completely cratered.
He completely cratered.
But with the pitching staff, I feel like people feel good about Wheeler as the one. Mm-hmm. They feel good about Ranger as the three. So really, what you're looking for is just somebody to step ahead of Nola.
I was looking for another ace. Like, I had the idea of heading into next year with having four guys that I felt like could win any playoff start they started.
And you feel that way about Nola?
Yes, okay. I still feel that way about Nola.
Yeah. What's the deal with all of Nola?
Well, didn't he get shelled his last three starts?
Okay, but
I'm just being real here. Like
230 innings, also.
Yeah, he was awesome last year, and though he had those two or three really good starts in the big games, I agree with that. But I'm saying his last three games were not exactly.
Sure.
You can make the argument if he pitches better.
He cost him the we're going Cliff Lee. Is that where we're going?
Don't call Hamels 09.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going right now?
So, but do you think they're going to go for another one of those guys?
No, I think this is their guy. I think this is their rotation heading into next year.
All right, so what about Matt Strom?
He's an upgrade over Brad Hand. At worst case scenario, he's a league average reliever. I think there's upside for more. I've liked him for like a couple years in fantasy. Never totally has put it together, but showed some signs out of the bullpen last year. He converted from being a starter to a bullpen guy. His ERA was around like 3.5. So,
do they have a lot more money to spend?
So they have 15 until the next threshold, but you want to leave like $8 million for yourself for trades at the deadline and stuff. So.
Well, has the arbitration guys got their raise yet?
That's factored into the projections of the salary.
Okay.
Salary cap. Okay. So you're already projecting like Reese commanding $12 million.
Right.
And so Reese will be back on arbitration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless they trade him, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, especially now if you're signing pitchers like this, like who are we trading for? I mean, so, you would have traded him for a pitcher, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But you probably couldn't. He's probably worth more to us than he is trading him to someone else. Because if you trade Reese Hoskins, then you're looking for a one-year rental. He's essentially your one-year rental if you don't view him in your long-term plans.
Right. And also, he's a guy that you've seen in the postseason. I know he did not have a great World Series, but he made a lot of big hits in that run. So
I love Reese Hoskins, man. I'm a Reese Hoskins guy, and I get the issues over there at first base playing defense. I get it, the strikeouts also. But also know having that right-handed power hitter in the lineup, which we don't have a lot of those guys, certainly is beneficial to this team. So,
well, let me ask you guys this. So,
and with Bryce being out for half the year, you're going to
need more bats.
You need more bats in the lineup, not less bats.
And it's easier to put Reese at a DH if Bryce isn't playing. But so Jack kind of seems like they have no more money, or they don't have a lot more money to spend.
It's like enough to sign another reliever.
Yeah, but they're barring a trade, there's no other big move coming. Where do you think they are now? Like, because obviously their division is really tough. Do you view these things as putting them at the top of their division, top of the NL? Like,
the Mets is interesting. They brought in Verlander, so we'll see what that does. I'm wondering, did they lose anybody from the everyday lineup? They pretty much bring back everybody.
Yeah, they might lose Brandon Nimmo, their center fielder. He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a loser. He's a loser. Yeah. But, other than that, yes, I'm pretty sure everyone's back.
So, I mean, listen, the Mets are still a good team. The Braves are probably still the top of the division.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, either way.
It's a really good division.
I was going to say.
It's a really good division, man. You're going to need.
I mean, the Braves and Mets are. But the Mets won 100-plus games, the Braves won 100-plus games, and the Phils made the World Series.
Yeah.
And all three of those teams have gotten pretty much better, unless the Braves lose Dansby Swanson, their shortstop, who could go to the Cardinals or Cubs.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, the Dodgers are obviously still there, but they're not spending money for some reason. The Padres are trying to sign a superstar, but they can't get one. The Cardinals signed a good catcher today. So
remember, the Padres get Tatis back next year.
They get Tatis back.
It is crazy the Phillies spent all this money, and they're really not guaranteed a playoff spot.
Well, and the other thing is that Bryce is going to miss half the year.
Right.
So they have to get off to a pretty hot start, or else this thing could all, kind of crater.
The one thing I will say that I've liked about these signings, they aren't one-year signings. Now, hopefully they turn out to be the players that Dombrowski is projecting him to be with this team, but he's giving you a 3 to 4 year window here with these guys to try to get this done. So we know that we're only going to get Bryce for half a year. I'm not saying next year doesn't matter or what have you. I'm just saying moving forward, a lot of these guys are going to be here for the next 3 to 4 years.
Well, and it's also crazy to look back at what Bryce did in that postseason and really the majority of last season when he played, and he wasn't even fully healthy.
Right.
So imagine now he gets the time, he has the surgery, he fully recovers, gets back. To think what he could be after that is it's both awesome and scary for, you know, the rest of the league.
Yep. Yep, how about that? A little baseball talk in December, man.
Baseball,
guys. Just before the holidays.
Yeah. You going to get that Trey Turner number 7?
Maybe.
Might.
I don't know if I can do the jersey thing anymore. I'm kind of, almost 30, and I'm going to be a dad.
Past that?
Yeah, I feel like I've graduated past the
jersey phase. You could get the baby jersey.
You can always do the jersey.
No, it's even worse. I pretty much have my Dutch jersey, and that's like.
That's about it.
Yeah, he has his Dutch jersey.
It took
jersey.
You to the World Series, That's very dad of you, too,
Yeah, I know. Having a Dutch jersey,
tell the kid, back when in my days, used to watch Dalton or whatever.
Dutch Dalton.
Didn't watch one game of him, frankly.
But he was a great Philly. That is for sure. All right. Well, we'll take your phone calls on some Phillies offseason moves and where you think they are. You certainly are welcome to join in with that. But we're talking about the Birds right now, man. It's football season. Team is 11-1. And quite frankly, when there isn't a lot to nitpick at as far as concerns with the team, what we're trying to figure out is, man, how can we get to the promised land and be a sure thing once we get there? So adding wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has been the topic of our discussion today and whether or not you would do it. I will say this. Elliot has made some very good arguments in favor of bringing in Odell Beckham Jr. You know, I love being able to counter Elliot if I certainly disagree with him. But I can't necessarily say I disagree with what a lot of what he said today. It makes sense. I just don't know if it's an – if it's, is it a luxury or a necessity? It feels more like a luxury than a necessity.
To me, it's kind of like when they draft a center in the second round, you go, why are they doing that? Well, it's only a luxury until it's a necessity, right? Like you don't want it to get to a point where you need a necessity and that player is not there. So a player that could be a luxury today, come second week of the playoffs, could be like, wow, it's a good thing they have him.
It really is kind of like what happened to the Rams last year. Like, I think Robert Woods got injured the second day Odell Beckham was there.
Yeah.
in practice.
He
tore his ACL. So it went from being a luxury to have Odell. Like, man, thank God we signed him.
And it is interesting that Odell was willing to go there, right? Because, a lot of callers today, and rightfully so, have brought up, is he going to be happy here in this role? He just signed up for this exact situation, but really with a less of a chance at a ring. The Rams were not a dominant regular season team last year. The Eagles right now project way more likely to win the Super Bowl.
He did get a ring last year.
He caught a touchdown.
He did. He did. Believe me, I won that prop bet.
There you go.
Anytime Odell touchdown.
If he signs here, you can make sure you remind, tell him about that.
All right, man, let's get back to the phone lines. We have Noel in Boston who wants to chime in. Eagles fans in Boston, that has to be a rare thing. What's up, Noel?
You know what, Ike? It's actually not as rare as you would think. There are a number of bars in this town you can go to on Sunday, and it's packed with Birds fans.
Really?
But I have YouTube TV up here. I put in a Philly zip code because I'm from there. I put the Philly zip code in, so I watch all Sixers, Flyers, Eagles.
Nice.
All of it up here in my own living room. But I might get out to a bar with a couple of Giants fans this weekend so I can rub it in their face. not to put the cart before the horse, but I'm feeling good. Real quick, Philly's question before I get to my Eagle stuff. Dombrowski has a history of raiding the farm system to make big moves. I haven't really been paying close attention. Has he been doing that to the Titans?
He has not.
Keeping our young talent.
Yeah, he has not. Surprisingly, hasn't made any trades, so he hadn't had to give up any of the young prospects. They have enough money there.
Well, the biggest prospect they gave up last year was their number one catching prospect, Logan Ohapi. But that was to get Brandon Marsh.
Oh, yes.
But he hasn't touched any of the
– I thought he meant like right now, yeah.
Yeah, the blue chippers.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a plus-plus, and it even makes it stronger, Ike, to your point that, these guys are going to be here for a few years, and we've got the young ones coming up too. So that's good.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, I don't want him. I wouldn't want to bring him in. I can only see, Elliot, I can see the point that you made of having him as, so reason one to bring him in would be somebody gets injured and we need another receiver. Mm-hmm. Reason two would be, he's a distraction and a headache for a defensive coordinator. But the reason I wouldn't want him, number one, is the timing, right? Right now, word is he's not going to be ready to play until the playoffs. And if this team goes in, if we run the table and you go into the playoffs, you don't want to, pardon my French, you don't want to mess with that chemistry at all, right? You're running no huddle. You're using eye signals. These guys know each other.
I think in a month you can bring them kind of up to speed, but it's only an issue if you're putting them out there over guys that are healthy, right? Like, you're not going to put him out there over, obviously, AJ or Devontae. But you're right. Like, okay, Pascal's been here the whole time. Quez has been here the whole time. So you're right. Like, they have chemistry with Jalen. But those guys aren't as good as Odell.
I agree. I agree they're not. But I think, look, man, I think Quez is not as good as he could be, and it's only because he can't get fed as much as Brown and Devontae. He's just not going to. But mm-hmm. I think... Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen his production is pretty much doubled over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'll take that back a little bit. Like, I think Quez might be better than Odell right now. But Odell, Quez doesn't have the experience Odell does.
He doesn't have the experience. I'll give you that. And then Elliot, I don't know your background, man. I don't know if you played the game or not. I love the argument about you have to throw the ball get the lead to win. No, I love the argument. I don't
agree with you. Okay. I was going to say, yeah.
Look, So you, whether you run or whether you pass, all that matters is if you score. And if you run, you're keeping the other quarterback off the field. And if you are playing in the playoffs and you're playing the top teams, you're obviously playing the teams that have good quarterbacks, right? Decent to good quarterbacks. You want to keep them off the field. The only thing that matters is scoring points. And if you can run the football and if you can score points, you run the football and you score points.
But,
it beats down the other team. It beats their morale. It beats down the defense. Your offensive linemen are dishing out punishment, not taking the punishment and pass protecting all the time. I mean, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. If you score touchdowns, you're still getting the lead.
Yeah, but all right, a couple things. One, the game.
Appreciate the call, Noel.
The rules are meant to help the passing game, right? From that perspective, I think you're better off attacking the game through in which the system is making it easier for you to do it, right? Like, the rules are that it's harder for cornerbacks to cover receivers than it used to be. So there's that. But the other thing of this, again, is like, then why pay AJ $100 million? Why draft Devontae number 10 overall? Like, these are the guys that you've committed your top resources to. And
I commend them to running backs.
Yeah, and look, if I've explained this poorly, that's on me. I'm okay with the fact that they can run the ball. It's just more important to be able to pass it first, and then if you can run it then, that's fine. But the league is built on passing. So for the Eagles to get anywhere, they're going to have to pass the ball at an elite level. You can get by with an average run game. You can't really get by with an average passing game.
Nah, great point there, brother. All right, let's get Jeff in Wilmington up here. He has his thoughts on some of the Philly signings. We threw that in there as well. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, real quick. I'm actually in Ohio right now, but
man, you got to Ohio from Wilmington that fast?
Yeah. Now, I like I said yesterday, I'm a driver. I had a safe trip getting back. I didn't wreck the truck. So,
oh, glad to hear it.
Yeah, I run across Ohio 4 times a week from one end to the other.
Wow, it's a lot of driving.
It is. Anyway, real quick on OBJ, I don't think I would take him, but I understand your point, Elliot, about having a backup if somebody gets injured. But mm-hmm. I don't think you want to upset the apple cart right now. If there was a way we could sign him and just put him in the closet for 3 or 4 more weeks,
well, but you could kind of do that.
Probably would
right
have
now.
To do that,
because
yeah.
he'd be rehabbing, he'd be in meeting rooms and stuff. But he's not going to be out, presumably. Now, I'll also say this. We're all basing this off of what the Cowboys doctors thought.
Right.
N'Kobe Dean was viewed as somebody that might need surgery, and he played week 1. So I think that this idea Odell won't be ready right now, I don't think we should say that in concrete.
That's cool. So let's say you basically Quez and OBJ, let's just say for the sake of argument, they're about the same player. Do you think if OBJ gets the touches that Quez gets, he's going to be happy?
No.
See what I'm saying?
Well, but next year, will Odell be happy with that? No. At this point of the season where he's a free agent, he can go somewhere else. I think he would. Again, we just saw this in L.A. He just went to L.A. and was happy with that. And they were so happy with him, they had kept a locker with his name on it up until last week. So we've seen him step into this and accept it. But also, like, is Quez better? Is Odell better? We can debate that. I just know if AJ or Devontae goes down, I'm happy to at least have somebody that might be as good as Quez.
Yeah, I think that's – and you almost don't want to project injury, but what you're saying is in the case
of injury. Well, the last two times the Eagles made the Super Bowl, there's major injuries in each one.
How about that?
Yeah. 2004, they lost
T.O. So we almost needed an injury.
It's true. And not only did we lose T.O., we lost Chad Lewis in the NFC Championship game.
People forget that.
Yeah, I think that – yeah, I got Jeff Thomason out there as my tight end and L.J. Smith. And
not LaDainian Tomlinson?
No.
Didn't Chad Lewis catch a touchdown against the Falcons, though?
Yeah, that's the play.
Right.
No, that's when he broke his foot. That's when it happened. On that play.
So was it Barcher? Who was the
– the Super Bowl tight end?
Yeah.
It was LJ, and we re-signed – you remember Jeff Thomason? He played with us. He played with Andy in Green Bay, so Andy would bring him here. We traded for Jeff Thomason in 99. So he was here for a minute, then he left, and then Andy brought him back like –
who was that tight
the,
end?
The bye week before the Super Bowl.
Like Julian Vandervelde. Let's bring back Jeff.
Real quick, because we got to get to this Twitter question. And it's sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online at marks-jewelers.com. What is that Twitter question, Jack?
Well, we got two up right now. The first one, do you want the Eagles sign Odell Beckham Jr.? 81% still saying no. Phone lines, I would say, are like 75% saying yes.
Yeah. So. It's one of those days where Twitter is like no, but the phone lines are like yes.
Yeah,
so smart, Marks and Reese callers.
Yeah, that's what we say about our callers. Yeah. Very smart. And then the second one is, who do you trust more, Howie Roseman or Dave Dombrowski?
Wow.
74% saying Howie.
What a bunch of frauds
this city is. A year and a half ago, everyone wanted him fired. Now he's more trustworthy than Dave Dombrowski.
But I got you, bro.
That's right. Things change fast, man.
One of them won a ring for the city.
There you go. Hold on. People wanted him fired after he won the ring for the city.
People were wrong.
All right, you two. All right, Mr. Baseball in there. We get it. We get it, man. Howie's the number one GM in town.
Hmm?
More than Maury, too.
Well, of course. I mean, that guy's terrible now. Are you kidding me?
What about Chuck Fletcher?
Who?
Who, yeah.
Who's the union GM?
I don't know.
Jim Curtin?
Yeah. Well, he's a coach. He might be the GM, too.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's 4 o'clock. It's time for the 4 o'clock hour, and Brian Baldinger will be with us when we come back on the other side. Would he sign OBJ? Something tells me. Well, I'll just wait to get his answer when we talk to him. I don't think he would, but
that's my guess.
You never know. Now, does he think Jalen is the MVP right now? And just how impressive was the win over the Tennessee Titans? Don't miss Baldy coming up next right here on 94 WIP. Hey, start the NFL Week 14 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. The NFL same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. This week on Thursday night, you got the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Okay, let's go with the running back from Vegas, Josh Jacobs, to go over in his rushing yards. How about the quarterback, Derek Carr from Las Vegas, to go over in his passing yards? And we'll give the anytime touchdown to the tremendous wide receiver from Las Vegas, Devontae Adams. Anytime touchdown there. Now, you can build your own or choose from one of the popular same game parlays that's pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Man, I really do like this FanDuel app. Just sign up with promo code Ike if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, then you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.